The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Daf Tes. There's an interesting discussion over here in the Gemara, where the Gemara wants to know on the Tes of an Aleph. A person can only be Meimer, the Halacha is Mavur, the Mishnah, a person can only be Meimer on his own carbon, not on somebody else's carbon. But Pashtus, we understand that a person could anyways only affect or create something on his own behemoth. I can only be magdish my behemoth. I can't be magdish your behemoth. I can only be mafish from my tvua truma. I can't be mafish from your tvua truma. And so on and so forth. I can only ask for my thing, Bavai Zara. I can't ask for your thing. Another moisad of Hashem Shalay. Another magdish. Another moichad of Hashem Shalay. But tvura is very difficult, because tvura, the Pashtus is, the avera is, we've discussed in the shul in the beginning of the parak, the avera is the trying to uproot the kedusha. The avera is the distortion of what he said. What does it have to do with whether the behemah is mine or whether the behemah is yours? Fidei speaking, despite the fact that we could hear that it wouldn't be told in that, but the Gemara does say that a person could only be meimer in his own behemah. It would seem that being meimer in somebody else's behemah doesn't even have its surah of a ma'isi tmura. I wouldn't say it's a litzonus, but it has no mashmos, the talking about somebody else's behemah. Talking about your own behemah is the pshat, you're trying to control the situation where you're trying to say this bimkoin that. Talking about somebody else's behemah is diburim that are choyse mashmos. It's diburim that have no mashmos, similar has no meaning, similar that does not create a tmura. But ma'isa, it would still seem, the bailus, which is necessary in order to be meimer, is not the regular bailus, because the Gemara says in Daf Tes that if I give somebody else permission to be meimer, kol haroitza lahomir, behema shali, could be meimer. I give anybody who wants permission, somebody else comes along and says that the behema that he's holding in his hand, the behema of chul, should be bimkoim the kodesh. So it is tmura. What's this color? What's the nature of this kol haroitza? You could argue and say that kol haroitza is a form of shlichus. It's not the pshat that I'm giving him permission and he's taka able to be meimer a behema he's able to be meimer from a behema that doesn't belong to him. I'm giving him shlichus to act on my behalf, and the tmura is my tmura. If the tmura is my tmura, so that's why that's why it's chal, because it's being made, it's, the tmura is coming from my behema, and I am the owner of that behema. If that's the case, then it would be mavur, since the Rambam, B'teichat Var, when he brings his dinner kol haroitza, it sounds like even a goy is included. Goy has kochim, so it would sound like a goy is b'chlal that halacha, so the Rambam brings it in Tmur Perek Aleph. It would seem like there's shlichus to a goy. That's A, which is very difficult. Atem gam atem. The Gemara says that shlichus on any ma'isa, on any chalois, has to be with a dafke Yisrael, dafke Ben Bris. That's one question. Another question is, what happened to shlichut v'aver? It's a basic yisoid that a person cannot make a shliach on a dvar veru. Over here, tmur is a dvar veru, and to say that kol haroitza lohomer yomer al behema shali is in shlichus, is a form of shlichus for the bal habehema, is difficult. What I'm doing shlichut dvar veru. So the first raya that we just brought from the Rambam in Tmur Perek Aleph Halacha Vov, that sounds like goyz b'chlal b'sa halacha, al kochu tells that it's not shlichus. The second shtickle of the Gemara by us called Roitze, and what happened to Inshlichut V'Avera, the Noid of Yehuda, brings a Rai from there that it's not Shlichus. The Kol Roitze is not a form, it's not a proper form of Shlichus. And also there, also has the Kashin, the Mechassinuch has the question, that the Mechassinuch is in Mitzvah Shinron Beis, that there's a famous principle of the Marit, there is no Shlichus L'Hagdash. I cannot appoint somebody a Shliach to be magdish for me. Why is that? There's a klal that shlichus, I have to give somebody over a koyach, which is a, I can give somebody over a koyach to be megarish, to be mekadish. I'm giving him a koyach to do a ma'isa. A shliach to say something, it's called mili loy mimsui l'shliach. A person cannot give over a shlichus just to give over dvarim ba'almon. This says the Marit. There are others that argue on the Marit to be gidrei shlichus, but the Marit says that there is no shlichus lahagdish. If there's no shlichus lahagdish l'chayra, that would be mechir, says the Mechaskenach, that the case by us of kol haroitza lahomer yomer al behemah shali is not shlichus, But it's something else. What's this something else? How do we define this something else? And what that would tell us is that the bailus on tumura, we started with this question, doesn't have to be proper bailus. I could only be mekadish, megarish, sell something of somebody else's on only with proper shliach. I can't create a divorce for somebody else's wife unless I'm mamish a shliach for that person. I can't be a moicher lekech on somebody else's chevitz unless I'm mamish a shliach. But the kolaroitzer does not have to be a shliach. We just proved from three rayas that the Gemara over here can't be working with Yiddish shlichus. What's the word? So we have a Ran in the Dorm of Aflam involved, which is the Maramokim legabe this. And the Ran brings two lashonis of Gemaras in the Dorm. One of them is Kol Hashemea Bekoili, a person's stuck, he never fell into a pit, and he can't get out, he's gonna die. Or the chance, though, there's a good chance he's gonna die, he's gonna leave his wife in Aguna. He calls out of the bar, there's rescue teams that are trying to get him, but Lamaise, he's stuck down below. Is he gonna survive? Is he not gonna survive? He doesn't want his wife to be stuck, Bekavli Igun, because let's say he doesn't have children, and there's one brother-in-law who lives the other end of the world, they're never gonna find him. So he wants to divorce his wife, and he says, Kol Hashemea Bekoili Yichtav Get. The get over there is a good get. That's considered shlichus. He's a man of shlich on the ksivis get, on the edim of the get, on the mesivis get, so on. They give the get. Koloroitze, lichtav get, yichtav does not work. Says the Ran, by truma, it does work. This is the Ran ben Asfar. He says, by get that won't work. This that we find, koloroitze, litroim, yitroim. Whoever wants to be mafish truma semaisis from my produce can, is only by truma semaisis, not by get. Why? Because by get, the Torah says, v'kosa, v'nosa, the Torah says, the Baal has the right to get and give the get. That means you need a maisa of the Baal. In order for somebody else to do it, you need shlichus on the level where it's considered that Shimon Mamish is doing as if Reuven's doing. The shlichus has to be such that Reuven's giving over to Shimon's shlichus means that Shimon does for him, it's considered a maisa of Reuven. That's what you need by get. By truma, Truma, the Torah doesn't say that you need the hafrosha of the Baal HaTruma. It means only you can't actually create a chalois unless you have the right, the ability to affect somebody else's thing. The only way to affect somebody else's thing, turning his tevel into Truma, turning his chulin into kodesh, and so on, is only if you have permission. The permission is not the level of shlichus, where it's mamish that Shimon is representing Reuven. The permission just gives you a right to tap in to his bailus. You're not going, it's not anti his bailus. He gives you permission for you to affect his in a certain way. That koloroitza works for truma, because in truma, inherently, there's no definition that the one who's mafish truma has to be the bala truma, whereas get, we need the shlich to actually represent the mishaleach, to be on behalf of the mishaleach, to be called that the mishaleach did it, that should be a kiyum of the kosav and osam of the bal haget, that koloroitza does not work. So that's what we'll say over here also. That the bailus of tmura that we need is just that the tmura should have mashmoyas, and not stam, saying dvarim ba'alma, of being maimer on somebody else's behemah. If he gives me permission, the pshat is I have a right to be nisyachis to his possessions, to affect his possessions, to transfer his possessions. For that, kol haroitze is enough. We can say the exact, the precise legal definition of a shlichus of kol haroitze is not the parish of shlichus where Shimon represents Reuven, which is by a goy, the Torah says, atem gam atem, the one who represents you, has to be, in order to have a one person represent another, they have to be connected, they have to be b'nei bris. A goy cannot represent a yid and vice versa. Yid cannot represent a goy. With the toirim, or where the maimer doesn't have to represent the balabahim, it just has to be that his doing is sanctioned by the bal habahim. Over there, you don't need shlichus, you need permission. That's not against his bailus. It's not against his bailus. For that is enough koloroitza. Let's add something else. We just said that this halacha, the Gemara says by us, ein akum meirim. A goy does not have a koyach to make tmura. Lemaisa, can a goy be a shliach for Yisrael to make tmura? Let's leave out ein shlichus d'vabez. So Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis says that if Kotche Akum is a discussion over there in the Gemara, is Kotche Akum Oimid Le Tmura. We know that a goy can be makir karbonis. A carbon that a goy was magdish. Kotche Akum. A goy can't be merim. Can a Yisrael be maimer with a koloroitza for the goy? Again, it can't be a shliach. Could he do kol ha'roitza for the goy? So over there it says, in Taisvis, that by definition, if the yid will be doing on the goy's behalf, so then it has to be that a goy could be meimer. Why? Because the klal by shlichus is kol milsa, that a person can't do himself, he can't appoint a shliach for. So Taisvis says, if the Yisrael could do on the goy's behalf, obviously the goy could do. Ah, l'chayr, what you see from Taisvis is that the definition of the tmura needs proper shlichus, because this klal of Shimon representing Reuven on that Reuven could do, Shimon could represent to be called that Reuven is doing it. That's only by real shlichus. In permission, in just that he's allowing him, he's not misnagged to him doing that thing, l'chayr, there is no clause of komilsa the boy loyovit. He's allowing him to plug into his bailus. For that you need to be, that you're representing him. He's a bar hochis, that's why you can do it. L'chayra, it would seem from Taisvis, not like we just hypothesized, it would seem from Taisvis that the tumura has to go with an actual bailus, with an actual shlichus. The stipla l'maisa is doicha. The stipla says that any time two people are in a relationship where one is allowing the other to plug into something, it has to be, there's a definition over here, shaykh to me, so may I can define your yachas, your relationship with that thing. Even in a, where it's not a shlichus, koloreitza litroim, koloreitza lahomer, if the goy cannot be meimer, then there won't be a mokum for the goy to define the Yisrael as being a bar hochi on being meimer in that behemah. So the stifle is not misspoken from the sfer, so we're left l'chayru with conclusive evidence that tmuru does not need proper shlichus, and the reason for that is because Reuven doesn't actually have to represent Shimon. The pshat is only that Reuven has to be able to plug into Shimon's palace, and that's enough permission from Shimon. That's the type of shlichus, quasi-shlichus, that we call koloroitz. It works by truma, where you don't need to actually do on behalf of the owner of the produce, mashenge maget, where you have to actually represent him on that. You need a proper shlichus. That proper shlichus will not work koloroitz with the truma.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.